So today I'm going to be talking about deliverance. How many of you know what deliverance is? Yeah? It's, what is it? Any words? Rescue? Breaking of chains? Setting free? So we're going to talk about all of that. Just quickly, how many of you here went to Awakening? Yeah? Wow, there's a lot of you. How was it? Was it good? Did you feel like you've been set free? Yeah? Did it feel exciting? You know, you want to go back there into that atmosphere? Yeah? You like we're singing, we're free, we're free, we're free. Over and over again. Do you feel like that? Because you have just had this encounter with God in this amazing atmosphere. Amen? So, the first time I ever heard about deliverance was from my mom. I was just a kid. I heard my mom say something like this. Please, Lord Jesus, deliver this son of mine of all the evil behaviors, or I will deliver him back to you. It went something like this, and I heard it over and over again. Any parents in the house can relate? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great. Like, I learned that from my mom. It's great. Like, deliverance. You know, look in the Bible. Deliverance is all over the place. Starting from Exodus, like, we see children of God. If you read Exodus, it talks about how Joseph, he was in charge. Now that he is gone, there's a new king which has come in, and they have forgotten about Joseph. So there's children of God. They're stuck in a place, and even though they are having a great time, they are actually increasing in numbers, and that's what offended them. And so now they've been treated badly, and so they need rescuing from their situation. And that talks about in Old Testament, you see all of that. Just quickly, anyone here has watched Bollywood movies? Yeah? Do you know, Bollywood movies are great. That's the only movies I watch. Yeah. Well, in Bollywood movies, right, you usually have some sort of rescue thing going on where there's a villain and there's a hero, and the hero is trying to save the girl or something like that from the villain and tries to kill the villain or something like that. Does that happen in Hollywood movies? No? Yes? Yeah, there's too many of those. If it does, they stole the idea from us, so that's what happened. So when it comes to, like, we see the story of David and Goliath, you know, the children of God again needs rescue from this big giant, and David comes along and, you know, anointed by God and does this amazing thing. And we see all these rescue steps all throughout Old Testament, and it comes to a point where God is like, I've had enough. Like, you know, my children, you know, they're so great all of a sudden, and then, you know, they need rescuing because they're stuck in somewhere, or they have turned their backs against me. So God decided to send his only son to do what? To save us, to rescue us from our old state to our new state, right? And isn't that exciting? Because Jesus came to rescue us from everything that's been going on in our life, all the sickness, all the disease, all the sins, everything that we've been doing. God has come to rescue us. And it's quite amazing if you read all of those stories and how Jesus does things. But today, I want to talk about, taking a little bit of a turn, about there's a second type of deliverance. I'm not sure if many of you might have recognized this, but there is. And this deliverance looks completely different to the, oh, this is awesome deliverance, we're being set free, you have been rescued. This is everyday walking with God in our life. And I'll show you through some verses what it looks like. So in our lives, we have trials and temptations, right? Yeah? All right. Let's read about one of them. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. And this is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desires of the sinful nature and despise authority. Just quickly, another verse about temptation, 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to men. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. And I want to talk about this because in our lives daily, how many of us face something that challenges us, and we are like, what do we do, God? Like at this stage, like there's some things that I would probably even go through today. I'm just like, what do I do, God, like about this? And something might pop into your mind. There's trials and temptation along the way that has been already set out for you. Did you know that? They are placed in your life for a specific reason. Yeah? And we always find ourselves going back to God and crying out to God, God, please help me. Please rescue me from this trials, temptation, the things that are trying to come against my life. And we always start praying about these things, don't we? Because we don't want any part of it. We don't want how it makes us feel, how it affects our life, how it changes our mind, our thinking patterns, and whatever generally we do in our life. And so it talks about trials and temptations. And the reason why I want to talk about deliverance in a different way is because I want to look at Paul's life. Like, people, if you read in the Bible, they were always persecuted. They were always, something was doing to them. They had to escape something, or they were in prison and they needed rescue from something. And what really impacted me was reading this verse that completely changed my mindset about deliverance and how it looks in my life right now. Because I've been saved, I've been set free. You know, I can go to God and say, God, I've done this thing bad, and I've done some kind of sin, and I know, you know, sorry for that, you're gonna forgive me, and He sets me free. It happens all the time. But I found out Paul is saying something different. And this is what he says. He says, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it says in verse 8, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So I don't think I read the earlier verse, but earlier verse is talking about he has this thorn in his flesh that's bugging him, and he wants to get delivered from this thorn. Anyone has ever had like a small stone or something like that that has fallen into their shoes, and they wear shoes and try to walk and it feels a bit weird and you can't really walk fine and it's annoying you, it's bugging you? So this is how Paul was feeling about his trials and temptation, that it's like there's something there that's bugging him. It's like a thorn in his flesh that's hurting him in some ways. And he wants deliverance from it. So he pleads to God three times. He pleads. He says, please, God, take this away from me. But the answer was that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Like, I see that, like, we go through difficulties in life, and Paul is quite happy to have the thorn because of who God is. You know, God sometimes put those thorns in our life for a plan and a purpose. He wants to walk with you in the deliverance process. Some of you are thinking about, you know, I need this deliverance, but it's not coming, it's not happening. Maybe God wants it to be there. It's not always so clear that He's going to set you free from everything. Maybe there's some things in your life that God wants to teach and He wants to show you and He wants for you to learn. And it doesn't happen overnight. If, you know, God can, like, with one click of a finger, if you watch Bollywood version of Avengers, that's what happened. But He can do that. Like, God can do that. But why doesn't He do it? He wants to walk with you. He wants to have a personal relationship with you in this time when He's setting you free. He wants to get to know you. He wants to see that you have hunger for Him. You have desire to say, God, I'll be here walking with you, trusting you in all the things. Not just small things, not just when I have troubles, but when daily I have troubles, I can see God is taking a step with me. As I move forward, God moves forward, you know? And sometimes it's not so easy. In my life, there's many times, you know, just regarding getting married, I was like trying to lose some weight, so I was trying to, you know, do stuff that you lose weight, so I tried to get off sugar. And every time I would see something sweet or like a drink, I was like, please, Lord, not today. Not today. I was seeing those, eyeing those cakes today. I was like, not today. Maybe later, not today. And I was like, Lord, deliver me from this sugar. I said to myself, every time I go to Wyla, because I live in Cowell, every time I go there, I can have any amount of sugar I want. So I was like, that will be one of my cheat days. Last week, I went to Wyla 5 times. Wow. God has been good to me. I might not fit in my suit, but He's been good. You know? And in my life, I need to cut back on sugar. It's like either I have nothing or I have too much, so I try not to get tempted by it, or I will go crazy. You know? Anyone can relate? Yeah? Yeah? So in our lives, it's like that. Like, we have small things that come around, but do we actually like listen to the voice of God? Do we actually see that we have been delivered from things in our lives? Because there's small things that we've been delivered for that we miss out. Are we thanking God that every day He delivers us from something? I want you to start recognizing things that God has put in front of you that He delivers you from, because that's how you gain more hunger for Him. When you start to recognize the daily miracles that He does in your life, small or big. Because once you only like try to recognize, God, this is what I want you to do, and if you do anything else, I don't want anything from you. That's not how God works. He takes you through a process. Sometimes He might do it, but God likes to take us through a process. And in my life, as I look back for past years, like, you know, how my mom said, you know, deliver me from this evil now coming. To a point, you know, I might have kids, I might say the same thing. But I've seen the evils that my mom was talking about ages ago. Yeah? You only recognize it once you have, you know, have enough wisdom to see back, look back in time. Oh, yeah, what my mom and dad were saying was right, because I just didn't recognize it at that one stage. But I've seen over the years how God has delivered me from each one of them. How many of you have ever looked back in your life and said, oh, God, He delivered me from this and this and this and this and this. Yeah? You know? And this is what I want us to start recognizing in our daily lives. When we do our daily devotion, you know, write stuff down that God has delivered you from on that day. Maybe it's just like an attitude change. You were mad at someone and now, you know, God is like, I'll give you a peace of mind. And you got that. You got delivered. Amen? It's just small things like that I want us to recognize, because I need to recognize that as myself. Sometimes I get stuck in all the busyness of life and things like that I don't actually set aside time to say, wait, what have I been set free from? Because God has promised, He has come, He's given His Son, and He's made us a promise that we're being set free. Am I just being set free, or am I continuing to be set free? It doesn't stop when you say, yes and amen, I love Jesus and I'm going to follow him. It's a journey with God. It's a journey. We never stop. How many of us believe that? We never stop. We can be like as old as someone. I don't know anyone. So I won't pick on anyone that well. Grant. Ray. Ray. If you are as old as Ray, you know. God is still changing him. Yeah. Yeah. I saw him like a week ago and God has made some incredible changes in his life. Like, I could not believe. Like, I thought he needed to get baptized again. But I just want you guys to know, and that's really my message, is start to recognize small things of deliverance in your life. Yeah? And it's really, it will really help you. It will really change the way you see things in life. Change your perspective of who God is. And he'll get more in love with God. You know? Like, it's hard to love something that you can't see. But once you start to see the actions behind that love from God, you know, actions speak louder than words. We believe that. And once you start seeing those actions and recognizing the actions of God that is doing in your life, he is going to set you free. And we'll start to see that. Get more in love with God. Like, it's my heart's desire that every day, God, first of all, put your fear in me, because if I'm not afraid of God, you know, I wouldn't do anything about it. Some of you need to pray that, God, put your fear in me. Because some of us aren't really afraid of God. I've been there. You know, I still pray every day, give me more fear, God. Because sometimes I think, like, I can get away with doing this or that. But if I have the fear of God, I will start to see things that happen, because I've prayed over it and God will say something. And just the other day, a few months back or something like that, I was like, one day I was in Carroll and we didn't have a service that week, and something happened and I was like, okay, I don't have a service this week. I woke up late. That's what happened. Now I remember. So I woke up late, and as you do on a Sunday morning, that's not really good. Usually I'm like fired up for God. I would wake up early in the morning, and this morning I saw the time and it was 9:30, and it takes an hour to drive to Wyala. And so I'm like, I'm late to the service. So what do I do? I don't have a service here. I could go to another church. And literally two people messaged me on that day. They never messaged me. One said, you know, oh, I hope you have a great service. It's like, okay. The other one said, oh, God is going to do some wonderful things today. You just wait, you have to wait and watch. I'm just like, I woke up late. I can't make it to church on time. Like, I felt like this thing in my heart, like, ooh, what should I do? Like, I thought to myself, I shouldn't go to church, but now there's two people messaging me about going to church and you're going to have a wonderful time. And no one tells me that in the morning. Like, I'm usually the one who tells people to have a wonderful time at church. And I'm just like, okay, God, you're speaking to me about something. Then I need to be there. And first of all, why did you wake me up late? You put fault on God, like you do, as humans you do. Put fault on God. It's like, it's your fault you woke me up late. You could have woken me up early. You know, it's like, I've given you a phone, set an alarm. But in that time, like, you know, God does something in our life. Like, I didn't expect those messages, but God wanted to see a glimpse of him. Like, it was something about it. Like, I saw something about God. It was so beautiful. It was so powerful. Even though it doesn't make sense on that day, God wanted me to be in church, and we had an amazing time. I got to meet lots of people and talk to lots of people, and I got to see my beautiful fiance. That was great. And all of that happened, and there was a reason for it. God wanted to show me who he is. He cares about me. He wants me to be around his children, his other children. He wants me to be around his family. Like, that's the only way you grow. Like, you want to be set free from things? Be around people. You know, you'll see something of God from them. It's not just you'll receive things from God. God may use someone else around you to set you free. God uses people. Don't ever forget that. He's there. He's put all of you in this place for a reason, for a purpose, that He wants to use all of us. You're not here by accident. He wants to use you. Amen. We believe and trust that God is here and He wants to use all of us. Yeah. We believe that God can use us for deliverance. Yeah. God can walk through you to deliver other people. You know, God uses people to deliver people from evil spirits and things like that. You know, when I was young, nothing related. When I was young, we used to have crusades at our home, and many people from around Fiji will come, because I come from Fiji. And I would always see these people get delivered from demonic possessions. And so when one of the things that happens is they fall on the floor and they start shaking like a fish. Anyone has ever seen that? Yeah? If you have seen that, it's pretty weird. So as a kid, we gather around, lots of kids, and we start praying over each other. And, you know, we try to mimic what they're doing. So we pray over and someone falls and they start, you know, rolling around like a fish. Like you do all of that sort of stuff, you know. I remember doing that and realizing that how powerful God is. It was like a fun thing that we were doing and we were making fun of things. It wasn't really good, but we were kids, so forgive us. But we realize what God is capable of. He can set someone free from anything. Like anything in this world, like God can set you free from. What do you have in your life that you haven't been set free from? And what do you have in your life that is a thorn to your flesh that God wants to use through your daily life to challenge you, to mold you, to shape you into the person He wants you to be? It's really important to recognize those things in your life. Amen. Yes. Quickly, we're going to pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this amazing time, Lord, in your presence. Lord, we come today, Lord, as free people, Lord. We know you have rescued us. You have set us free, Lord. But we pray for those daily challenges in our life, those daily struggles, those daily trials and temptation that you're using to set us free every day, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you're going to be there. You're going to guide us, Lord, through that, Lord. You're going to use other people around us, Lord, to help us to get to where you want us to be. Lord, let your will be done. Not what we want, not what others want for us, but Lord, what you want for us, Lord. Lord, also for this church, Lord, what you want, Lord, let your will be done. So Lord, I pray, Lord, that as free people, deliver us, Lord, daily in our lives, Lord. We pray for that deliverance spirit. We pray that we're going to recognize the things that you do in our life. We pray that we're going to start to see the small things that, because you love us so much, you do in our lives. And we're going to be grateful for it. We're going to get deeper into love with you, Lord. Falling in love with you all over again, every single day, every single moment, as we begin to recognize those things. So Lord, as we go from this place, we're going to have an amazing time. And what we do, Lord, so help us throughout this week, Lord, to start to recognize some of those things, Lord, that you do in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.